Jacob Nielsen says it's time to let users see their passwords as they type them. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Password masking is the practice of allowing computer users to see only bullets instead of clear text when they log into websites, corporate networks, and other services that require passwords.
The real problem is that when you type your password, you cannot see what you're typing, and that means that people very often make typos and they just can't log in.
Jacob Nielsen is a web usability researcher and consultant.
For security reasons, it's recommended to have a quite obscure password, so not like your dog's name or something simple. And so if it's a very complicated password, it is more likely that you will make mistakes in entering it if you cannot see it. Also, we've done some user testing recently of people using mobile phones, and they have really very miserable keyboards. Even the good ones are actually much harder to type on than a full-fledged PC. And so people will make many, many more mistakes on cell phones. And so it's a particularly bad problem there.
So you don't think so-called shoulder surfing is enough of a problem to warrant masked passwords, you know, when someone looks over your shoulder to kind of see what you're typing?
Well, that's, of course, the reason that we have this in the first place, is to guard against somebody kind of sneaking a peek at your screen and writing down your password. But the point is, though, that in a very large percentage of cases, there's nobody behind us. You're just sitting in your own office, on your own house. Now, of course, there's also cases when you are logging in while there are other people around. And sure, we need an option to mask the password, to hide the password for those cases. So I'm not suggesting that password should always be displayed in clear text, just that it should be a choice or an option. And I would say that in most cases, most people would probably like to leave that option to be set for, let me see what I'm typing.
It seems like, I mean, you're a usability guy, so I understand your point of view, but, you know, it's should be a kind of a trade-off, a compromise between security and usability. And it seems like the risks are really high.
But also remember that to the extent that you make it difficult for people to enter their password, that leads to other unsafe behaviors, such as using a word that's easy to type, which also means it's easy to guess, or even worse, keeping all your passwords just in a file and you do a copy and paste so you don't have to type at all. Well, that guards against typos, but it means that all your passwords are just in one location for anybody to potentially be able to steal, not just one password, but all of them. And that's what really is bad.
Perhaps we're talking about giving the system a tune-up when what we really need to do is take it to the junkyard, right? I mean, maybe the whole paradigm of username password needs to be just chucked out in favor of something else.
Yes. No, I completely agree with that. And really, the masking issue is one of the kind of smaller points. And the bigger point is that passwords are just not suited for human psychology, because you have to remember obscure codes for it to be secure, and that's just not something people are good at. And so the problem about typos and mistyping the passwords is a smaller point relative to the bigger point of being able to generate and remember obscure codes. And so we really need to get to a completely different system.
Jacob Nielsen with the Nielsen-Norman Group. Do you think password masking should be done away with? Call our comment line, 612-284-1965, 612-284-1965, or leave a comment at futuretense.publicradio.org. I'm John Gordon.